So today we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3 entitled The Status Quo, Chapter number 13 entitled The Appearance of Lord Varaha, Text number 15. Kona. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Who other than one who is not a human being can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? Translation, please repeat. Who other than one who is not a human being can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, which by itself can deliver one from the material pangs? Purport. The narration of the activities of the personality of Godhead is like a constant flow of nectar. No one can refuse to drink such nectar except one who is not a human being. Devotional service to the Lord is the highest goal of life for every human being. And such devotional service begins by hearing about the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Only an animal or a man who is almost an animal in behavior can refuse to take an interest in hearing the transcendental message of the Lord. There are many books of stories and histories in the world, but except for the histories or narrations on the topics of the personality of Godhead, none are capable of diminishing the burden of existence. Diminishing the burden of material pangs. Therefore, one who is serious about eliminating material existence must chant and hear of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Otherwise, one must be compared to the non-humans. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Appearance of Lord Varaha. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are ending the pastime of Lord Varaha. And of course it doesn't end, there is much little more description after this chapter. But in this past time we saw that how the Supreme Lord appeared in a very strange form. Actually, it's not a strange form, but appearance of Supreme Lord in that form is strange. Because with a mundane brain, one cannot understand that how the Supreme can assume in a form of a hog or a boar. So that's very difficult to understand. And many things within this material realm are difficult to understand. That's why we have so much research and development going on. Scientists and philosophers are trying to understand this material world, and they are not able to understand fully. What to speak of whole galaxy or this universe or one planet Earth or even one country or one city? We don't know what's going on fully, even materially. Every now and then there is new discovery. That means they didn't have that knowledge earlier. So they are finding out new minds here and there. So we don't know even this Earth planet, what to speak of the whole universe, whole material creation, and then what to speak of the spiritual creation. So with a tiny brain, we cannot understand Lord's creation. We are very insignificant. And one very important thing to understand is that because we are so tiny, that means that we are dependent on something superior. So that's very logical. Anything which is small is dependent on something big, which can give the small thing a support. If there is a little child, child is dependent on the parents. So as living entities or jivas, we are very tiny and we are dependent on a higher power. And what that implies is that all the time we are actually begging. We are all beggars. So if someone is tiny, you have to depend on something higher and you have to beg for something because you are not independent. Now, the choice remains with us whether we beg material energy or we beg superior spiritual energy or Krishna himself. So that's our choice. In any case, we have to beg. So what do we beg material energy for? Two things. Because material world means duality. So we have sukha and dukkha. We have happiness and misery. So we beg material energy to give us more happiness. I want a good car, good job, good partner, good kids, everything good materially. So we beg for that. We beg our boss to increase our pay. In different ways, we are actually begging within this world. We beg for sense gratification. And if we understand, if someone is intelligent, if they understand that this is not working out, I'm begging for happiness, but I'm getting a lot of kicks by material world. Material world is considered very powerful. People know that we are trying to control the world materially. We are making buildings, roads, highways. But in one moment, if material energy strikes, you cannot do anything. There is an earthquake, recently there was in Nepal, or there is a tsunami, then that's it, you can't stop it. So then, people beg to get rid of material miseries. So we beg material energy to give us happiness, and we beg material energy not to bother us so much. So that's material begging. So we have to stop that actually. An intelligent living entity understands that it's a part of Supreme Lord, Krishna. And the correct things to beg for is taste for holy name, taste for this katha. So today's verse is very nice here. It says, katha sudham, the nectar of the narrations about the personality of Godhead. So we have to beg that, why am I not tasting this nectar? Why is this nectar not tasting sweet? Why do I feel bored in reading or hearing about Krishna? That means we don't have taste for that nectar. And what is the cure? Rupa Goswami says that just like a sugar candy for a patient of jaundice, that sugar candy tastes bitter. But the cure is that sugar candy itself. Then eventually, the patient revived his original taste for the sweet sugar candy. So similarly, if we keep on hearing over and over about Krishna's pastimes and activities, then our original taste for hearing about Krishna will revive. It will come out. It's there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noe Shavanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaya Udoy. So it's there within us. So it's not that we have to get it from outside, from somewhere. It's there within us. But it's just that it's covered. Just like a fire is sometimes covered with ashes and smoke. But if you just, shake that ash away, so you can see the fire within. So same way, Krishna Prem is there within us. But it's covered by different modes of material nature, different material contamination. But just by hearing the holy name sincerely, repeatedly, and by hearing the activities of Lord, that fire of love for Krishna will come out. And then we will beg for more and more service for Krishna. Because we will taste that nectar. And when you taste the nectar, you want more and more and more. And on the spiritual platform, you won't be satiated, and it's not harmful. There's no side effects. Materially, if you like something to eat, for example, how much can you eat? Your favorite dish, you can't eat so much. You will get disease. There are a lot of side effects. If you eat a lot of sweets, you get diabetes. If you eat fried food, cholesterol and all these beautiful diseases are there. So there are side effects. How much can you have your favorite thing? But on the spiritual platform, it's so amazing that you can take that nectar repeatedly and in big quantities, and it won't harm you. It is said the ear, during creation, it is said the hearing, the element of sound actually travels in the ether or sky. And what's the limit of sky? There's no limit. If you see the sky, it's just everywhere. So, what it compares is the sound, this holy name, if you take in the ear. So it's like sky. You can fill it and fill it, but it won't ever get filled. It's not that I have had enough. I'm saturated with hearing of Krishna. That will never happen. If we hear with right attitude. If we hear with right attitude, so technically also speaking, technically from Bhagavatam, that this sound element travels in the sky, so it won't get filled actually, ever. We can hold 24 hours, we can hear Bhagavatam. So right attitude has to be there. So we have to beg for that taste. So if we serve advanced Vaishnavas, we'll get that taste for Vasudev Katha. So that's the trick. And here in today's verse, we see that who other than one who is not a human being? So who will not have the taste for pastimes of Krishna? Only an animal. So to an animal you can't explain that this is Krishna's pastimes. They can't understand. So if within human body also we act like animals, so we are wasting this chance. In 11th canto, there is a very nice and important verse which exhibits or which tells us, informs us about the importance of human life. So there it says, Nideham Adyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam. So this human body is actually compared to a boat, very strong boat. And a strong boat can cross over oceans. So we are within this ocean of material existence and we want to cross it. So this human body is the boat we have been provided, a very strong boat. By some good chance we have achieved it. Actually, it's naturally, if we see within different species, there are 8,400,000 types of species, out of which 400,000 is considered to be human species. So a living entity enters within the lowest species and naturally evolves and reaches the human form of life. And in human form of life, we have to progress further. We have to inquire about the Supreme and our real identity, and then we can go further. So that facility is provided within human body. So it's considered a strong boat. And when boat is there, it doesn't just go by itself. There is a captain. So here it says, Guru Karnadharam. Who is the captain? Captain is the Guru. So Guru directs or drives the boat within this material ocean. So it's very important to hear the instructions of Guru and take shelter of Guru. And then Krishna says, Mayanu kulena nabastvare tvate tolerita puman bhavabdim na taretsa atmaha. So Krishna is saying, my instructions. Krishna gives instructions also. Of course, Krishna sends Guru to help the living entity, but then Krishna himself is also giving instructions through these books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And those instructions of Krishna are like the favorable winds. So if the boat is riding in a big ocean and the wind is also favorable, so then it would cross the ocean very easily and quickly. So that's the mercy. Krishna is so merciful, so he gives his instruction. And this mercy is causeless. Krishna is Atmaram, he is self-satisfied. He doesn't have to come to this material world. Material world is considered like a prison. So the big officials, president, prime minister, they don't have to go to that place where all the criminals are there. It's a very tense situation in the prison. But still sometime they go because they have mercy on them. They want to reform those criminally minded citizens, and they want them to become good citizens. So sometimes these officials go and do a big seminar, and they help the inmates in big prisons. They sometimes in India, I've heard, they do yoga classes so that, you know, the mental peace is there among criminals, because they are already criminals. So among them they fight also within the prison. They have done some crime outside, and so that's why they are there. But within that, just imagine, if you are around all such people, their ego or false ego is so big, and most of them know each other and they have different gangs, and there are gang wars also, and now you collect them together, so there is very intense. So the officials have to actually protect them from each other also, and the officials are also afraid for their life. So Krishna understands that we have done a kind of a crime by thinking that we want to enjoy separate from Krishna. So that's why we are here. So sometimes Krishna comes himself in different forms, as Vamandev, Varaha, Narsimha Dev, and then he tries to help all the living entities. And Krishna is present within the heart as super soul. So what is the function of Krishna as super soul within the heart? He is always actually helping us from within the heart. So Prabhupada writes in the purport of that verse that I just discussed, Nideham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham. In that purport, Prabhupada says that through the medium of spiritual master and from within the heart, Krishna does three functions. One is he encourages. So from within the heart, everyone actually gets this encouragement sometimes. Oh, this is good. Yeah, you do it. You know, sometimes people living outside, they get this feeling from within the heart. Yeah, today is good day. Let's go to temple. Or let's do some chanting. Let's associate with some devotee. So that's like Krishna is encouraging from within the heart. Giving us encouragement. Yes, do it. This is good. So that's one function of super soul. Then, second function is, if we want to do something bad, then from within the heart, Paramatma warns you that don't do this. This will be bad. If you are eating something which is not good for your health, so that sound is there from within. Don't eat it. You know, it's not good. So that's actually Krishna is warning from within the heart. So now it's up to us to follow that instruction or not. And then third function of super soul from within the heart is that he protects. So even if we do all nonsensical activities, still somehow or other Paramatma protects by giving remembrance. Even if someone does the most sinful activity, so those hellish planets are there. So the subtle body goes there and spiritual, the soul covered by subtle body suffers there. And then some fortunate person understands that, what am I doing? I have to reform myself. So that's the mercy of super soul from within the heart. It always helps. We have actually gone off track. You know, when the train goes and if it goes, if it derails, it's a big disaster. So, we have actually gone off track. We should go on the track of service, selfless service to Krishna. But somehow we are off track now. But somehow Krishna is helping us. As super soul, in the form of spiritual master, is giving guidance that come on track, it's not too late. And it's never too late. We always make mistakes, but we can always come back. So this form of Sukara, it's Lord Varaha, it's very merciful form. He has come in that form to uplift the fallen earth. So if we pray to Lord Varaha that we have actually fallen very deep in this material ocean, please lift us up, and then Varahadev will lift us up. So that's the function of Lord Varahadev. This whole material universe is very complex. In fifth canto, you will see there's description. It's very difficult to understand. People are trying to understand this universe. Even devotees have written so many books. And if we read, it's very difficult to understand. So within this Bhumandala, we have seven different oceans and different islands. In the middle, we have Mount Meru. And the first island just adjacent to Mount Meru is Jambudvip. And within Jambudvip, there are nine varshas. And the southernmost is Bharat Varsha. And there we are situated. And in each varsha, there is a form of Lord and a main and the devotee, chief devotee who worships that form. So this form of Varahadev is present in the northernmost varsha of Jambudvip. It's called Uttar Kuru Varsha. And who is worshipping the form of Varaha? Who is the chief devotee there? Anyone knows? Sorry? Bhumi Devi, yes. Bhumi Devi is worshipping Varahadev. And because we see in this pastime that earth was there at the bottom of Garbhodak Ocean, And Lord Varaha lifted the earth and placed it in the proper orbit. So Bhumi Devi in the personified form is worshipping Varaha Dev in Uttar Kuru Varsha. And in our Bharat Varsha, where we are situated, the main form of the Lord is Naranarayan Rishi. And who is the devotee who is worshipping that form? Anyone knows? Who is the main devotee who worships Naranarayan Rishi? It's Narad Muni. So we see Narad Muni is there everywhere in Bhagavatam. So he is considered main guru who tells us how to cross this ocean of material existence. Karnadar Ivapare Narado Muni Sattama, it says in Bhagavatam. So Narad is called the topmost of the philosopher devotees. Prabhupada says that there are many types of philosophers, but a devotee who is searching for the Supreme Lord is the best philosopher. And amongst philosopher devotees, Narad Muni is topmost, at least for our case, because in Bharat Varsha, he is the chief devotee. And we see even in Panchatattva, Srivas Pandit is actually Narad Muni. So Mahaprabhu also comes with Narad Muni as his chief devotee. We have within Panchatattva, we have three Vishnu forms, and one is the Shakti Tattva, and one Jiva Tattva, which is Srivas Pandit, and he is Narad Muni. So we have to take full shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and the teachings of Narad Muni and other devotees to understand how to come on track back. And we have to try to serve Krishna in all situations. It says when everything's good, then it's easy to do devotional service. But when there are reverses or problems, it's difficult. So we want to be all-weather devotees, not only fair-weather devotees. Say, when weather is good, health is good, I can serve Krishna. So that's called fair-weather devotee. And one is all-weather devotee. Doesn't matter if it's rainy, cold, hot, you're sick. Somehow we have to serve Krishna to our best ability. So we have to try to come to that level. Otherwise, what we will do, as we were discussing, we will beg material nature to help us, to give some material facility, and we will try to take shelter of that material facility. So the whole world we see now, it's very atheistic, and they are trying to take shelter of so many new discoveries, inventions, and they are thinking that they are happy, or they are going towards happiness. But what is it? What are these new technologies and new type of lifestyle? What is it doing to us actually? People are becoming more and more lonely. If you see, there are so many people using earphones. If you go in the city, anywhere in the world, at homes, people use earphones, headphones. And most cases, if you study that, those people are actually lonely in the sense that the lifestyle is so busy, they have to work, then they have to exercise, they have to eat, and they have to sleep. The time is so short, so they have to do everything. And to do all those endeavors, they have very less time to spend with others. So they are lonely. So there is a big void, and to fill the void, they hear something. So usually when you see these people who use headphones, earphones, they're alone. Then if there's a group of people walking, they usually talk to each other. So more people using earphones, headphones means they're lonely. In one sense, they don't have anyone else with them most of the day. They are off to their own, for their own endeavors to achieve sense gratification. So this is modern lifestyle. Because people are taking shelter of modern technology, modern so-called technology, then they are becoming more and more lonely. As I mean, devotees also use these things, but they use for hearing Krishna Katha to get the nectar. So now we are in this world, what to do? Not everyone can go to the forest. Not everyone can move to the farm. There's so much space there, only two families are living. We can live there very healthy life actually. Keshava Prabhu will be very happy if some families want to move there. But no, we are stuck here in the city. So we have to, most of us have to live such a life. So we try to dovetail the things of this world in Krishna's service. So we may also use those MP3 players and so on. But we use that to increase our greed to attain Krishna. So that's the intelligence of devotees. Within this material world, everyone is actually controlled, as we were discussing earlier. We are not independent. So some people who try to study this world, they understand that actually there are different planets or grahas they are controlling. In astrology, if you see, the different planets have different effects on you. So some people understand that and they try to counteract that effect. But in 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj says that I am a devotee of Lord Narasimha Dev and I am under Krishna Graha. The planet of Krishna controls me actually. So we are like that. So we actually, as devotees, more we take shelter of Krishna's holy name and other aspects, we won't be affected by planetary system. The effects of planetary system and grahas and nakshatras and so on. So we have to increase our surrender to Krishna and then Krishna will uplift us. Just like Lord Bodh uplifted the Mother Earth. If we just keep on hearing these pastimes, just imagine if we hear and read these pastimes again and again. It's very, to our mundane mind, it sounds very strange. A big pig lifting the earth. It's very strange. And pig is, in last many classes, many speakers were saying, pig is a very dirty animal. A hog. It eats the stool. And it's like it's a very, it's a bad word. If you say to someone, you dog, you pig. It's they are bad names. And I remember my father, when he used to be very angry. When he used to get very angry, then he would call someone, he's a pig. You know? And mostly it was my father's in-laws he would refer to. Because in family life, there's always politics. There's a lot of politics always. So mostly some fight would happen and if usually my father is very peaceful man, so but sometimes he would get angry and he would use this word as a bad, that was the worst he could think, the pig, you know, he's a pig. And now Lord appears as a pig, a big boar, so that's so wonderful. But his body is transcendental, that we have to understand. Whatever form Lord takes is transcendental. It has nothing to do with this material world. So we have to take shelter of spiritual master and Krishna's understanding and then we can fulfill the mission of our human life. So I'd like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. Yes, bro. So, question is that I was saying that if we just keep hearing repeatedly activities of Krishna will be purified. But in the morning we also say, Bahu Janma Kare Yadi Shravana Kirtan Tabutana Pai Krishna Pade Premadan. That if even if we hear from many, many birds, we may not get love of Krishna by that Shravana and Kirtan. But that's when we are hearing and hearing and still doing offenses. So we have to be active listeners, active hearers. So of course we have to hear and we have to... So that's the quantity part. If we keep hearing repeatedly, that's the quantity. But we have to work on quality also. So quality is improved when we avoid the offenses. So we have to know what are the offenses, what are the things we are not doing correctly during our day. Then that hearing will be will give us the effect very quickly. So we have to improve our hearing quality. Then, otherwise, if we keep doing offenses also, we are hearing holy name and katha, it won't add for many, many lifetimes. So that's the trick. And because of the offenses, actually, then devotees lose taste for holy name and the katha. Then they stop hearing, they reduce the quantity as well. If the quality doesn't improve, then quantity also reduces eventually. So we have to work on the quality. Any other questions?
Yes. Also, we have to hear from the right source.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. So we have to hear from a servant, not a serpent. So it says, Shukha Mukhad Amrita Drava Samyutam. So the katha is already sweet, but when it's touched by the lips of devotee like Shukdev Goswami, it becomes sweeter. But if it's touched by a serpent like person who is just reciting Bhagavat Katha for his own material sense gratification, then it will have a negative effect. So please don't attend professional Bhagavat Saptahas. Yes, Mahatma Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Bhakti Sahib. Prabhupada Ji is giving us a very strong boat. All weather, all waterproof.
Waterproof boat. Any other question or comment? Yes, ma'am. Yes, so how to avoid familiarity with association of devotees, Bhagavad Katha and holy name, chanting. So it's repeated activity. So anything that we do repeatedly, actually Gurijan Prabhu mentions, anything that we do repeatedly every day, there is a tendency to become mechanical. So the remedy is to always try to increase the quality, the same thing that I was mentioning. So we have to constantly think and introspect how I can go one level higher. If we just stay there, we cannot remain there. Many times Keshava Prabhu says, we can't remain stagnant in bhakti. Either we are going up or we will go down. So now, Krishna is trying to pull us up, but we have to be conscious of that. We have to think, what more can I do in quality and quantity? What more can I do? I know I'm doing same things every day. Our week is usually similar. You know, we have same services Monday to Sunday. Then the month is similar and the year is similar. Same festivals come every month. So it becomes very repetitive. So we have to analyze, okay, this Janmashtami, I did this service. How can I improve next Janmashtami? So same with our day we can see. Yesterday or last week, on Thursday, I had this service. I did that. Can I do little extra this time, today? So if we are always thinking like that, then there is no space of becoming familiar of that. So we have to always strive to go higher, higher, higher. And then Krishna will bring us up. Otherwise, if we just remain stagnant, those same 16 rounds, same services, same devotees, then it becomes mechanical and then we go down. Any other question or comment? Yes, Deepak Prabhu.
You mentioned that people listening to earphones a lot. And then devotees have a lot of service in their household duties or their temple service. They might lose some opportunities for getting devotee association. So how should they counteract that?
So devotees who are very busy can't associate with devotees much? That's what you're saying? How? Yeah, as the devotees, we have to always seek good association. They may not be able to come to temple every day with devotees every day. And sometimes devotees, where they are living within their family, they are the only person who is a devotee. So it's very hard in some cases. So they have to again seek association as much as possible. Yes. Books are always there. So they have to seek. If they can go to temple at least once a week, twice a week, if they can try to move near a Bhakti Vriksha group or temple, something like that. Not everyone can come to temple. And when you come to temple, there's so many devotees around. You know, you can always talk to devotees. But sometimes if you're living far, it's difficult. But devotional service or this katha is present everywhere. So they can use those, you know, as I was saying, MP3 players and internet to hear. And these days everything's on YouTube. You can always hear from advanced devotees anywhere in the world. It's 24 hours, I think, Vrindavan and Mayapur you can watch live. So there's where there's a will, there's a way. So we have to strive. We have to, like I was saying, we have to think how to go higher. How can I get more association? How can I improve my quality of association with others? And that's actually, it is said in Bhagavad Gita that's the effect of mercy of spiritual master. In the verse, the most important verse regarding spiritual master is Tadviddhi Pranipatena, that you approach a spiritual master, render service and inquire submissively. So in the next verse, the effect is given. What will happen when spiritual master will give you mercy? Yajgyatvana punar moham evam yasasi pandava yen bhutan yasheshani drakshas atmanyatomai. That once you know the real truth of Krishna consciousness, then you would see everyone within me. Means, once you have good relationship with Krishna as a servant, you will have good relationship with all living entities. If you have good relationship with the whole, you will have good relationship with the parts automatically. So your relationship with devotees will improve automatically. And it doesn't have to be very long. Even if you, it is said, if the saintly people, they, even if they come together for a short time, they are like friends. So if we try to improve our relationship with this Bhagavad Katha and holy name, we'll automatically have good relation with other devotees and other living entities. So there is very nice nectar.
On the same point, they can do more chanting and devotional deity worship. If they do deity worship, they do deep prasadam, they get more distribution.
And they should cook so much and distribute to the neighbors. They'll become devotees. They invite all the Mahatmas to home for prasadam. Right? Okay, thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nittai Gaur Premanande.